If you love caviar, then last week brought some great news. After a 6-month moratorium, Caspian exporters of beluga caviar have been given the green light to resume limited trade. That is bad news for conservation groups and some scientists who say the beluga sturgeon fish is on the brink of extinction and trading its eggs should be illegal. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Every New Year's Eve, Mark Furstenberg, owner of Washington's Breadline restaurant, and his wife celebrate with beluga. It's shipped from the Caspian and arrives chilled.
When you open it, you see this beautiful array of gray or black or yellowish gray, tiny, tiny pearls.
They eat it the proper way, alone, off a silver spoon.
You feel first the salt on your tongue. That's the first sensation. And then if you bite caviar and it's been well taken care of, you have this sensation of little pops in your mouth, explosions of that salty, briny, slightly nutty, distinctly fishy flavor.
The legal trade in beluga caviar totals $100 million a year. That's as much as international regulators allow. But the demand is so high that here, as well as in Europe and Japan, the black market trade in the caviar is thought to be several hundred million more. Caviar is the harvested eggs of female sturgeon. Marine scientists say if the beluga sturgeon is to survive, the industry has to pull back.
Beluga sturgeon, which is the most valuable and the most coveted sturgeon caviar in the world, is on the brink of extinction.
Ellen Pickage is director of marine programs for the Wildlife Conservation Society. She and Russian colleagues estimate that beluga sturgeon populations have declined about 90% in the last 20 years. Overfishing is not the sole cause of the decline. Pickage explains the Caspian Sea has pollution problems and
a big factor for the beluga sturgeon was the damming of the Volga River. And the Volga has historically been the most important river for spawning of the beluga sturgeon and many other species of sturgeon.
Without the Volga River, the fish are reproducing less. But conservationists say if trade is limited, the species can still recover. Beluga sturgeon are hardy. They can live 100 years and grow to be about 15 feet long. Vicky Spruill of the conservation group SeaWeb says consumers can help bring the beluga sturgeon back by choosing alternatives.
There's a growing selection of environmentally sound caviars that have been praised by high-end chefs all over the country.
The caviar alternatives come from farm-raised paddlefish and sturgeon, cousins to the Caspian Sea species, produced here on the West Coast.
These caviar varieties really offer the same taste and quality, but are environmentally sustainable.
Caviar lover Mark Furstenberg supports efforts to produce alternatives, and yes, he's tried them, but
I don't think we can yet compare them to the real thing, but we're making progress on the caviar front.
U.S. environmental groups are petitioning for endangered species status for the beluga sturgeon. If it's granted, imports of beluga caviar will be banned. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.